questions I've got.
But again, if you know, roles reverse, if we were to, if the commission were to implement that at the judicial center, that doesn't mean that Judge Merrill or Judge Amy or any of the judges would have to follow that. I mean, in their courtroom, they're king.
Correct.
That's and so,
basically asking for permission because they're over the building here. And we're, you we're guys over, said you're still discussing.
The commission is over everything that is owned by the county.
Yeah.
Cars, computers, everything. So, I mean, we can implement it to where you had to wear it in your car if you're a deputy, which I don't know if that's... Now, if you're hauling a... If you're transporting a prisoner... But again, we don't micromanage. We let the sheriff decide what his policies are, and we let... Because they know better than we do what those need to be. So, I, again, I'm open, but in your office specifically, you have two employees, you and another. If you don't want to wear a mask in your office...
I was kind of more on the lines of questioning for people coming in the building itself.
Okay.
That's why I was just seeing if we were going to that point or not.
I do not want to interrupt anyone, and Presiding Commissioner Scofield, I thank you. I can hear you strong. You speak into the mic, and the others can hear sometimes and not. So if no one's speaking, I'll speak, but if they are, let me know when it's...
Hang on just a minute, Ms. Wyatt. Mr. Clark is still speaking.
That was the end. I was just asking if we were going to that point, but you said we, like you said, we haven't done a full discussion.
That's what we're here to discuss.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Wyatt, you can go ahead.
If there's someone else that wants to speak or speak, please let them just tell me when you choose for me to speak.
Does anyone else want to come up and speak? Our recorder is coming up to the mic. Sheila, Jody Stahl.
Hi. In my office, I just thought I would give my scenario of what we're doing. I'm limiting patrons inside my office. As most of you know, I'm pretty blessed with a large office. We've got a lot of space that we can spread out, so I feel like social distancing is a good, acquirable thing that we can do. When customers call, they ask if we are requiring masks here at the county, and I tell them, or have the deputies tell them that no, not right now, it's not required, but it is strongly recommended. I would say about a third of my customers are complying with that. Right now, I think we're doing good. I've had the marriage license window swapped out so that those can be issued in the hallway. So there's not a lot of customers that are coming into the office. So I'm fine with the way that we are doing it. I don't think requiring a mask is necessarily a good thing. I'd like to leave it up to choice. So that's my two cents.
Would you have a problem if we were to say you had to wear one in the common areas, but once you went into an individual office, they could, again, you would be able to decide what you do in that office?
Absolutely not. I wouldn't have a problem with that at all. Mm-hmm. Like I'll comply with anything that, you know, you all decide on. I really don't feel like my employees would really need to wear a mask at their desks in my office. So that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else? Mr. Pennell.
Kind of followed Jody's lead there. I didn't plan to speak, but in our office, we have two parts, as you well know, the mapping department and then the other that has real estate and personal property. We were fortunate to put up a couple of doors so that the customer could come into the office but not be close to social distancing, which has worked pretty well. As I'm sitting there thinking, listening to what's being said, I'm pretty sure that I have folks in our office. Well, I'm quite sure that some do not want to be forced to wear a mask. There may be others, pretty good chance, that might think it's a good thing. So here we are, you know, some are for it and some are against it. We did last week in our mapping department, which is not as easily to have social distancing, we did start put up a note that you would be asked to, required, I should say, to wear a mask in the mapping department office. And it's a discussion, as you all know, you need to get to look at a map, and we did put one monitor up on the wall. But anyhow, bottom line is we did last week put that up in the mapping department.
Now, is that for the public coming in and your employee puts it on when they're both in there together? But if the public leaves, does your employee still wear it? Or
that's an excellent question. I don't have an answer for. The desire was for the public coming in, and I haven't visited with the two folks in the office whether they're going to put a mask on when they're waiting on people. We'll follow up with that, needless to say. But anyhow, just again following Jody's lead there, which I appreciate. We want customers, we want our staff to be comfortable best they can. Not always, it doesn't always play out for us, of course. But anyway, I'm pretty comfortable myself with what's happening. I guess that's all we got. If you got questions.
No, I appreciate it. Like, again, in our HR, accounts payable, that hallway, I know that there was some concern there, and they want for the public to, or employees, they really don't deal with the public, they want employees when they come in to wear a mask. I don't have a problem with making them, you know, mandating that for whenever they're in there, but I'm sure whenever they're sitting in their own office by themselves, they're not wearing a mask, and nor should they. They're in their own private space that's enclosed, four walls with a door. So I think that makes sense, kind of like what you're talking about with the...
As you're saying that, I'm thinking, and I'm not suggesting that you do that, but that is a possibility that, as you said earlier, put a mask on, require folks to put a mask on when they come in, and if they're in a situation the official doesn't need it or desire it, they can take it off. I mean, we do want folks to be protected, that's for sure. It's a wild thing we're a part of. There's no ironclad thing that's going to solve it all that we know yet, anyway, that I'm aware of.
Right.
But I don't think there'd be a lot of opposition to asking. Well, I shouldn't say that. I don't know. There may be a lot of opposition to y'all requiring folks to put one on to come in. But we've done it in mapping. I mean, we're asking folks to do that. And under the situation, the way the office is set up, I think it's a reasonable thing to do, because you get in there looking at the map and it's hard to get done what you want. In the other office, as you all know, we closed the office for a few weeks and did everything over the phone. The mapping's a pretty tough thing to do, some of that all over the phone. You know, so appreciate what you all have before you and wish you well. And if I can help, holler.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our collector coming up.
Hi. At this time, we're still using the barrier gate or baby gate, and if customers come up with a mask, we go to the customer. So, therefore, if they're wearing a mask, I'll put on a mask. If they need to talk more in depth, I can go out in the hallway or to our workroom and talk with them. But our office is smaller where the employees work, so we don't have much room for social distancing. I did provide masks for everyone, but it's their choice if they put it on or not. So at this time, it's voluntary.
Do you want us to make it mandatory in your office, or would you rather have the control of your office to do what you think is right?
I think it would be best at this time to let the employees choose.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have anything you want to add?
I wear a mask, but my choice.
No, I understand.
I'm not aware of whether it's mandatory or not. It's a matter of self-preservation, I think, for people that they just have to make that decision. I don't know that mandating them, you're still going to have people that aren't going to want to do that. So I don't have a problem within the common grounds, the common area. In our office, we require the public to wear one. After they leave, we take our mask off.
You know, it's a little different because the common area here, you go into offices.
Right.
Yours, your common area is your office.
Right.
So it's not the same.
I agree.
Yes, ma'am.
We have the treasurer coming up next.
Yeah, I'd just like to add that I'm not for the employees having to wear it in the individual office, but like the collector, she might block off hers so the public is in the hallway. So then when we have to walk to our office, we're walking by all the people that they don't want in their office, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I would really like to see like the public have to wear the mask in the, just in the hallways.
You would like for everybody to wear a mask in the hallway?
Yes.
I don't know that we can say... Okay.
Just the public. In the hallways and stuff, but in the individual offices, no, I do not believe they should have to. But I don't like having to tell people they have to do that, but there's no place for me to block off, to not have to walk by all those people standing in the hallway. And I'm just trying to be very careful with my two grandkids that have health problems, so this is my two cents. Thanks.
Thank you. Ms. Wyatt, I believe everybody has spoken. Would you like to add anything?
Yes. I truly regret on this important topic that I could not hear any of my fellow workers, because I respect each one. The circuit judge, our judicial building took the step to follow others in making the judicial center a requirement to wear a face covering to enter in the courtroom. The work family are not required in my checking with those. The work family inside their offices are not required to wear a face covering. I believe the reasoning on that would be the same thing in the Taney County administrative building. Is each one uses the same bathroom, which the work family does. They walk the hallways. And I guess I will say that if the citizens are required to enter the administrative building like they are at the judicial building, to wear a face covering, then all the offices could be open and serve the public. And when the work family is waiting on the customer face to face, they have face covering. When you're one-on-one, face covering. You're protecting all according to any research that I have done. And on that, I just mean reading the research from the other specialists throughout the U.S. and the state. On that, I truly believe if I'm going to err, I'm going to err on the side of the health and safety of our employees. That, to do that best, the county commission does have control of the building. I would hope, like we chose several weeks ago, that if you have flu-like symptoms, we put on the doors not to enter. I would hope the county commission, if we're going to err on the side of the health and safety of our employees and require the outside entering the building to wear a face covering. That's my opinion.